W8FU-K8BB. We have, so we don't have basic cable. We're the only cable we have is internet service. There's no cable channels. We have an antenna array up in the attic that runs down and it goes into a 75 ohm amplifier and that sends it out to the TV in the family room, which by the time it gets there, there's like 150 feet of RG59 or RG6 by the time it finally gets there. But anyway, that's the free TV. And then Stephen has a gazillion services. You know, like we have Hulu. We have Amazon Prime. We've had Amazon Prime for years. I think he's got some combination of Disney Plus and whatever comes with that. And then there's Netflix streaming. He's got a number of services. Collectively, if you add them all up, they're still less expensive than what we were paying for, like, you know, basic cable service with all the, you know, with all the various channels. I don't know what the gaps are. I know we don't get Golf Channel, which is like the only thing that I would sit and watch during the summer would be the Golf Channel. You have to pay for that specifically. This much I know. But he's got a number of the streaming services. I don't think he has YouTube TV. My stepdad just switched to that. They had WoW cable for years and years, and they finally said to everybody, like, look, we're discontinuing the cable service. We're farming everybody over to WoW or to YouTube TV, and it's going to be less per month, and just pay us for your internet. So between their internet fee and the YouTube TV fee, it's less than what they were paying for the internet fee plus actual WoW cable. But the interface is kind of wonky, and, you know, it's, you know, the live TV is kind of quasi-live, and it's not as user-friendly as far as, like, you know, hitting record midstream and going back and finding it. That's kind of wonky now, so it's a pain in the neck. He's kind of figuring it out, I think. And again, it's, I don't know, it's like net $50 less a month.